is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're having a tremendous Friday. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're doing. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're amazing. I'm here with you for the next 2 hours. This is a 4-hour show. I get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Whether you happen to be in California or New England or here in Georgia, maybe Florida, Texas, Canada, wherever you are, thank you for listening. On the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We have had a busy Friday already. Thank you to Eric at home, a senior writer, NFL.com, for coming through to join us. Talk about the stretch run of the NFL season, what we could potentially see in the playoffs, and then even getting into the Heisman tomorrow, and even the NFL draft. Eric at home feels that the Lions are best positioned to win the Super Bowl. Feels good about Travis Hunter. And if you missed the conversation, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We talked about Devondre Campbell. The San Francisco 49ers are saying no thank you, take a hike after he quit on them. Talked about Odell Beckham Jr. cut from the Miami Dolphins. Appears to be a mutual decision. Got into Bill Belichick's buyout. Talked about some of the NFL action we're going to see. We're going to talk about the Lions and the Buffalo Bills in a few minutes. And how about this in about 20 minutes? We're going to officially bring back a segment that we had last week that just kind of came out of nowhere. Every Friday, we always get these funny calls. Let's just say funny calls. Sometimes intentional, I think most times unintentional. Friday, right? People finish work, you're driving, you're sick of your family, you don't want to go home, you want to have a drink, you want to relax, you know, you say screw your boss, you give him the finger, and then you go have a drink. And then we got people on Friday on a weekend, they go to comedy shows. They try to wind down. Well, if you got a joke, if you're funny, you got something that you want to, I don't know, maybe you want to highlight your talent. We'll do that in about 20 minutes. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We will be debuting officially the Friday Funny. So if you got a comedian friend, they need to be on the radio, they need to tell a joke, hey, we'll do that in about 20 minutes from now. You can find me online everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, for holding it down for us in New York City. So much more to get into. And of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Right before we went to break, we were talking about some of the upcoming NFL action. We got week 15 started last night between the Los Angeles Rams and the 49ers, who unfortunately looked done for the season with all of their injuries. We talked about the Indianapolis Colts being out in Denver. We'll see what Anthony Richardson can do out in the cold. I'm not all that enthusiastic about it. But then this is probably the main event. And Hickey, I think the Colts and the Broncos, they're all playing in that second window, right?
Unfortunately, which sucks.
Yeah, that's like when you get a plate of food and you look at all the items on the plate. The Colts and the Broncos are the last thing that you want to touch. How about this, Hickey? You ready for this? If I get a plate of food, the Colts and the Broncos on Sunday, they're like peas.
No, no, no.
Yeah, they're like peas.
Colts and the Jets playing a few weeks ago, that's peas.
No, we're talking about this Sunday.
The Colts and the Vikings with Joe Flacco playing, peas.
No.
This is a good matchup. This has the biggest playoff ramifications in week 15.
No, no.
Whether you want to believe it or not, it's true.
Hickey, if I serve you a plate, let's break down the brass tacks, right?
Sure.
Be real simple. We're going to be real simple about this. If you get a plate of food and you got, let's eat a real meal, okay?
A man's meal.
Yeah, you got steak, right? You got steak, you got potatoes, and because you have to eat something green, you got peas, right?
I would say like steamed broccoli, maybe seasoned broccoli, broccoli.
Okay, it
rob,
don't. It doesn't matter what you call
some
it.
Some spinach, let's, cream spinach. Okay,
so let's do it this way. You got steak, you have potatoes, and you got broccoli. Okay, is that fine?
Those That's are three, fine.
Those three things are on your damn plate. The most simple ass, you're going to eat a man's meal. There it is. The broccoli, you eating the broccoli last. Come on. Here's what it is. In that window on Sunday afternoon, you have Buffalo and Detroit. That is a potential Super Bowl matchup. You have Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, an interstate, what do we say? Not inter, intrastate rivalry, right? And then you got the Colts and the Broncos. Are the Colts and the Broncos not the broccoli? Are they not the third most desirable thing out of that? Out of those options?
Oh, no, I'm not disagreeing with that. I totally agree. Well, yeah. My point is, peas are disgusting. Oh. Broccoli is still good. Do you enjoy it more than potatoes or steak? No.
Yeah, third option. That's
but it's like,
point.
It's not, you're not holding your nose and eating broccoli, kind of forcing it down. You can still enjoy broccoli. And I will still enjoy. I'll say this. I'm pissed that this game's at 425. I want to see Steelers-Eagles. I want to see
Lions-Bills.
Yeah. And I'll have all those games out. But I don't want to be distracted by having to watch Anthony Richardson try to complete passes against the Broncos.
Hickey, let me tell you something. Everything tastes better with butter, okay? It may not be good for you, but just throw butter on it, okay?
And you know what? I think this broccoli, maybe a little season, a little pepper on there, some olive oil. It's fine. Uh-huh. I think it's appetizing. You're not going to just... keep it on your plate, then scrape it off when, it's time to put your plate away.
Okay. And third option. I'll say that again.
Yeah. No, and I agree. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying it's more appetizing than peas. Peas is, I mean, that's just
What did peas do? What did peas do? You put butter on peas, too?
No, that's just, I would never eat peas again. I like green beans. I know they're kind of the same, right? But
it's the butter. Butter
peas
fixes,
are gross.
Butter fixes everything, Hickey. Okay. Throw some butter on it. You'll be all right. Hey, let's talk about one of those good games. How about this one? Love the Steelers, love the Eagles. We got Philadelphia on a 9-game winning streak despite all of their in-team fighting. Jalen Hurts needs to get the ball to A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown wants the ball. Nick Sirianni tries to explain it. You got Graham who's coming through. He got a busted-up arm right now, not even on the team. He's telling everybody that people don't get along. Then he has to apologize. Y'all are winning games. What y'all complaining about? Just shut up. Why are we talking about who doesn't get along with who? Just shut up. Tell Brandon Graham to shut up. Somebody take away the microphone. Everybody doesn't need a microphone. Leave that to me and Hickey, okay? That's what they pay us for, not you. Play football. And if you can't play football, then go rehab. Besides that, this is going to be a good game. Pittsburgh, Philly. If I had a choice, man, there's a whiskey place I love in Pittsburgh. I'm choosing Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh has that Permantis. Oh, you speaking of mayonnaise? Well, that's not butter. What is it? Hickey, they put butter in mayonnaise? I know it's eggs and what else is in there?
I don't know. I honestly don't want to know.
It's the eggs. They got to have butter in it. There has to be butter in it.
Oh, I get the chills just thinking about mayo.
Oh, damn. You never had the Permantis with the mayonnaise on it?
Oh, I've had Permantis.
They put mayonnaise on it with
and
the french fries.
Kindly ask, no thank you.
Oh, man. You're doing it wrong.
Doing it right?
No, you're doing it wrong. That's the whole point, is to clog your arteries. Man. You got to have the mayonnaise on there. Anyway, I'm picking, well, because I like Pittsburgh. I was born in Philly, but I'm picking Pittsburgh over Philly. And Russell Wilson, I don't know where the hell he got this from. He says he enjoys beating up the other team in the state. He just got there. What the hell he talking about?
Yeah, I won them all. That was always a good in high school. And then in college, NC State versus UNC was always a big one. We won those. In Washington, you don't really have anything up there, else than Seattle. But, I think, coach always finds a way to motivate us in such a way. We have such respect for this football team about to play.
Okay. Russell Wilson always saying something weird. Taking us back to his college. I was like, high school, man? You went to school in Virginia. Know exactly where he went to school. He used to drive by it. No, come on, man. I ain't talking about Wisconsin and North Carolina State. Come on, man. Anyway, always saying something weird. Let's talk to someone or listen to someone a little bit more logical, less weird. It's Saquon Barkley. He says, oh, yeah, I know I like to run the ball. They know I'm going to run the ball. The Steelers only giving up 91 yards a game on the ground. Saquon's like, yeah, they're going to try to stop me. I know this.
They're at the advertise. I think they do a really good job of flying to the ball. Obviously, they do a really good job of creating turnovers, attacking the ball while they're tackling. So, you know, definitely got to be super focused on the details and ball security. And like I said, it's a great defense, but at the same time, as a competitor, you look forward to a challenge like that.
Come on, Saquon Barkley leads the NFL. He has 1,623 yards rushing. The Steelers, as I said, they give up only 91 rushing yards a game. Philadelphia Eagles, for all that complaining that A.J. Brown did earlier this week, they might have to give him and Devontae Smith the ball. We might see Jalen Hurts have to throw that rock around. How's he going to do that when T.J. Watt is running around in his face? In Pittsburgh, they're going to be in Philadelphia. This might be one of those field goal games. I am only choosing Philadelphia because they're home. If they were at Pittsburgh, I'd pick Pittsburgh. That's going to be a good game. And then this one is just a Super Bowl matchup, right? Potential Super Bowl preview. If the Buffalo Bills can actually beat the damn Chiefs for once. Bills are 10-3. Detroit is 12-1. You saw what happened with the Buffalo Bills. They lost to the Rams. They're trying not to lose two games in a row. Josh Allen, certainly an MVP candidate. 3,000 yards passing, 23 touchdowns. That's in the air. He has another 9 touchdowns rushing. Josh Allen is a bad man. And someone who knows that is another bad man. This guy will kick your grandmama in the kneecaps. It's Dan Campbell. He talked about what makes Josh Allen amazing.
He's got all these attributes, physical attributes, but then it's what he's got inside of him, man. He's the ultimate competitor, man. That's what separates him from a lot of guys, man. He's fearless, and it's why those guys, you know, they play the way they do for him, because he just won't give it up.
Yeah, and how about this? And on the other hand, Josh Allen absolutely knows that the Lions, that they play for crazy-ass Dan Campbell, always going for it on fourth down.
Really aggressive team, and I think that's why they are who they are. And it starts with a coach that came in there a few years ago with not a great team, and he's done a phenomenal job of getting those guys primed and prepped and ready to go each Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. And they're still playing with chips on their shoulder, and you can see that when they play. And got a lot of respect for their team and that coach in general.
Yeah, folks, that's the stake, okay? Buffalo at Detroit in that second window this upcoming Sunday, that's the stake. If you got to watch a game, watch the Buffalo Bills in Detroit, because we're going to see what Buffalo can do. Forget beating Kansas City. Can you hang offensively with Detroit? And we know the answer is probably yes, but Detroit, man, they just got so many weapons. Good luck to Josh Allen. We're going to see whether or not he's going to be tasked with doing too much. In a lot of cases, you wake up, Josh Allen is just like, I have to put on the Superman cape. Is Josh Allen going to wake up and go, man, I got to do it all again? I got to do this by myself. I'm choosing Detroit. How could you not? They're 12-1. And if the Lions lose, it's because Dan Campbell went for it on fourth down, I don't know, 5 out of 6 times. I don't know. That guy's crazy. So Buffalo and Detroit is your steak. Pittsburgh at Philadelphia is your potatoes. And it doesn't matter whether they happen to be green beans or broccoli, carrots. Hickey, what's another vegetable nobody wants? Peas.
Peas, definitely peas. Brussels sprouts.
I like Brussels sprouts. They're good. I don't know. Did we go through all the green vegetables? No, we didn't. It's like,
There's a million.
How many green vegetables did God make?
Too much to count. Broccoli Rob.
Is that what God made? He made it that way? Somebody did it.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah. Just the thing is just broccoli. It's how you season it.
All right, who's Rob, you know?
Yeah, I know Rob, yeah. A good point.
It's one of my jokes for Friday Funny.
Uh-oh.
Coming in hot.
Here you go. You're getting everybody warmed up. Who's Rob? Yeah, I think we went through all the vegetables. At least the vegetables that Americans eat, right? Did we miss a vegetable that Americans eat?
That's green?
Carrots, peas. What's in succotash? Did I miss something?
What?
Succotash. Oh, lima beans, right?
Are they a vegetable?
Are beans a vegetable? Oh, here we go.
I don't know.
Yeah, beans are a vegetable. What else are they going to be?
Honestly, I've never thought about it.
Oh, my God.
I just put them in their own category.
Oh, my God.
Of beans, but I guess it makes sense. They come from the ground. I mean, it makes sense. I'm not disagreeing. It just kind of dawned on me.
I feel like we are Bert and Ernie right now, okay? Wondering whether or not beans are a vegetable. Like, don't they teach you this in Sesame Street?
Do they? I mean, I must have missed that episode then.
Are beans a vegetable? Oh, my God.
Is it really that bad?
No, it's what bad?
That I didn't know that beans were a vegetable? I think that's not common knowledge. You ask 10 people on the street, I bet you at least 7 people will say, I don't know.
Here we go. A lot of people on Google have asked the question. Yes, beans are considered a vegetable.
So it's being asked. That means a lot of people don't know. So I think I'm in the majority.
Beans are part of the vegetable subgroup. Beans, peas, and lentils. There you go.
I didn't know there's a vegetable subgroup. Like, I've learned two things in one day now. Look at this.
Here's some other vegetables for you, okay? Eggplant.
Oh, yeah.
What is this? They're collard greens, so they're greens. They're beans. There's onions. Yeah, you have squash.
I never understood what collard greens are.
Yeah, it's just the leaves. It's I don't know. Lettuce. It's like lettuce.
Oh, lettuce. Spinach?
Spinach? Yeah, just greens.
Okay.
Anyway, the Colts and the Broncos are green beans. All right. Nobody wants it. He wants that crap. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Prepare yourselves. He got us all warmed up. Do you remember the joke you just said? Do you remember?
No, yeah, who's right? Rob? We're talking about Broccoli Rob.
Broccoli Rob. Who's Rob? There you go. There's a joke. There
I
is
do have
a...
some real jokes this time. I came unprepared last week.
Wait a minute.
Two.
You
this
brought,
week, if you're interested.
You brought jokes for the next segment?
Of course.
Ladies
I
and
to
gentlemen.
Come prepared.
Ladies and gentlemen, dogs and cats, thank you, Manny Fresh. Prepare yourselves. It's Friday. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are introducing the first official segment of the Friday Funny. Last week, we had a bunch of callers hitting us up with jokes. It's Friday. You don't got to pay a $2. You don't got to pay a cover. You don't got to pay a drink minimum. If you got a joke that you want to share with North America, you call us up right now. It's the holiday season. Let's get in a jolly mood. You got a joke? Make one. You want to make fun of Joel Embiid? Great. You want to make fun of your spouse? Do that too. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's Friday. Let's have some fun. I'm going to get to your jokes on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
And that's a lie. I'm just trying to keep my back from hurting. Today, my back doesn't hurt. I love it. My back feels good today. Today, I feel like I'm 18 years old. Tomorrow morning, I'll feel like I'm... Well, how old is Bill Belichick? He's 72. Tomorrow, I feel like I'm 72. I know Bill Belichick. Oh, my goodness. Bill Belichick feels like he's 24 every day. Does he? I don't know.
I mean, he's going back to college. So clearly, youth movement for him is working, right? He's feeling young again.
Yeah, good for him. Maybe we should all go back. I ain't paying for college, though. They'll just let me hang out on the campus, right? Right. As long as I don't try to go places where I don't have an ID.
Bill is doing it right. They're paying him to go back to college.
Yeah,
that's a big brain move right there.
Yeah, but if I just want to hang out, like, when it gets warm again, if I want to hang out on the grass, like, I can do that, right?
That sounds so creepy.
What's creepy about that?
They got go to a college campus, just hang out in the grass? Yeah, no one will bother you. Sure, you go for it.
Read a book on the bench. What's
gonna
the
go
problem?
To Georgia Tech?
No.
No?
Hmm. It's too much in the city. I don't want to go.
Would you go to Athens?
Yeah, it's dangerous with the car driving, man. Come on.
Oh, okay. How about Georgia State? Is that close?
That's equally in the city. Yeah. No.
Oh, I don't know. Georgia Southern?
It's too far. I'm not driving out there. I'll drive to Alabama. I don't know. You know what I'll do? I'll drive to Tallahassee. I love Tallahassee. I love the campus out there, too. I'll go to Tallahassee tomorrow. Anyway, I need to let you know this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at WesleyFinancialGroup.com. Last week, we introduced this segment. It's Friday. People call up. They say wild things. Some of y'all are drunk, I think. And some of y'all are just crazy. I love it. I love you regardless. I'm like Santa Claus. No, that doesn't make sense. Anyway, I love you regardless of who you are. But the fact is, and it's not just now. For years since I've been here, I started in 2020. I've been here on this network. And Friday night callers are the wildest callers. They say wild things. They get off of work. I think they have a beer or two or three or four. Please drive safely. Be responsible. But Friday callers are just different. And so last week, out of nowhere, we decided to start a segment called The Friday Funny. And why not? Everybody is just getting ready to have a good time for the weekend. You're getting ready for football. You're going to spend time with your family or not. You do what you want. And so we made a segment out of it. Call up, say something funny, you know, let's have some fun. It could be a sports-related joke. It could be a joke. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Phone lines are open if you want to call up. You know what? Let's get to it.
We've made it. The end of the work week is here. Let's head into the weekend on a good note with a Friday Funny. Only on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, we want to hear what the hell you got to say. And we got a couple of jokes from last week. I don't know if you can top these jokes, but this is from last week. Evan called up from Grand Rapids in Michigan. This is what the hell he said.
Do you know where the frog's car is?
Do I know where the frog's car is?
Yeah, it got towed.
Oh, my God. Okay, that was from last week. Okay. All righty, then. How about this one? We had another caller last week. This is Dustin from Knoxville, Tennessee. Listen to his joke.
Why can't you hear the pterodactyl use the bathroom?
He's flying high? I don't know.
Because the pee is silent.
Oh, my God. And I still don't know how to spell pterodactyl. And it's in front of me now. P-T-E-R-A-D-A-C-T-Y-L. There we go. Now let's listen to some live callers. See what the hell you got to say. Maybe you can do better. 855-212-4227. Kurt is here from Boise, Idaho. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Kurt, go ahead.
What's up, JR? Hey, what did the hat say to the mittens?
What did the hat say? What did the hat say to the mittens? I don't give it back.
You stay here, man. I'll go on ahead. Let's go, Broncos. Let's go, Genty.
Okay. Okay. Hickey, that one. You stay here. I'll go on ahead. I like that one. That's
like
pretty
that
good.
One?
I do.
Would
that
you
was
say
pretty...
that's the winner so far through 2 weeks?
No.
Okay.
No. No, I'm not prepared for that. Oh, my God. This music, Hickey. What's up with this music? I feel like, do I need to wear a carnival hat?
I try to go, like, clown vibe. Okay. I may have went too far clown.
What you trying to say about me?
No, not you. For the segment, lighthearted, okay. Funny. My clowns are supposed to be funny, you know, hijinks. Okay. We have to go back to the drawing board there. That's okay. You know, we're testing things out here. This is just a slow trough for 2025.
Let's see what Pete from Green Bay has to say. Maybe he's a clown. Hey, Pete, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
True story. Officer, sitting all day, decided he was going to grab some speeders. Wasn't happening. All of a sudden, boom, comes a kid whipping by. Pulls him over, runs him down. He comes up to him and says, son, I've been waiting all day for you to come by. The young man looks at him and says, well, officer, I got here as quick as I could. Got no ticket.
Oh, Pete. That was terrible, Pete. That was terrible.
Oh, come on. I love that joke.
I don't. Hickey, do you love that joke?
I liked it. I thought it was funny.
Oh, man. You got one out of two. 50-50, Pete. You got another joke you want to try to break this? You got another one? I'll give you another chance.
Oh, but mine's really stupid. Two two peanuts were walking down the street, and one was assaulted. That's all I got.
Okay. Okay. Now, Hickey, that second one was better.
I agree. I agree with, yes.
That second one. That two peanuts were walking down the street, one was assaulted. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, that was better than that crap he told the first time about a police officer. Okay, whatever. Okay. He's a dad. He got like five kids. That was a real dad joke. I'm going to say it again. That was so funny. Two peanuts were walking down the street. One was assaulted. Oh, my God. All right. I'm done laughing at that one. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Eric is calling from Philadelphia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Eric, what's up?
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
What's the difference between beans and Joel Embiid?
What, say it again. What's the difference between beans and Joel Embiid?
Correct.
I don't know. What's the difference?
Well, neither come to mind when you think of what they truly are. Joel Embiid, an elite player, doesn't come to mind. Beans is a vegetable, doesn't come to mind. Let's get rid of him. Let's get him out of here. Bring in some fresh blood to Philly.
All right. Thank you, Eric, for calling from Philadelphia. There was a report today that Daryl Morey was looking to trade some pieces in Philadelphia, and I'm like, who and what? Like, what the hell do they got? And thank you so much, Eric, for listening to the show. Actually made a reference to our conversation a break or two ago about beans being a vegetable. They are a vegetable. If it comes from the ground, it's a vegetable, right? Has to be. If it grows from the ground, it's a vegetable. That's what I say. 855-212-4227. We go from Philadelphia to Oregon. I love Oregon. I love Oregon. I need to go there right now. I'd be drinking all the beer. Hey, Michael, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, man? You like a good beer, Michael?
I'm not so much of a beer drinker, kind of wild turkey guy.
Well, listen, I'm trying to stay off of that stuff, okay?
But I don't drink much anyway.
Good. Go ahead, Michael.
I got a joke. What did the doe say when she walked out of the forest?
What did the doe, as in deer, what did the doe say when she walked out of the forest?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hit me.
That is the last time I do that for $2.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, thank you, Michael. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. All right. Marco Belletti, was that a solicitation joke?
That one wasn't bad.
I'm just trying to clarify. That was a solicitation joke, right?
I mean, that was kind of an Andrew Dice Clay joke, but that was good. I like that.
What did the deer say when? Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okie dokie. All right.
You invited this.
I did. You don't got no jokes, so what the hell else am I supposed to do?
No, I don't.
Right?
I'm useless to you. I'm sorry. No, I don't.
How did you like the joke about the two peanuts? The two peanuts walking down the street. You like that one? The one was assaulted? I like that.
Yeah. I've heard that one, though. I've never heard the $2 before. So.
Okay, Marco. No, it's one dough, okay? One dough, two. Okay, one yes. dough, $2.
Yep.
Okay,
yep,
all
yep,
right.
Yep.
Okay. $2. 855-212-4227. $2, not $2 in the woods. 855-212-4227. Paul from Rhode Island. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Paul. Funny Friday. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's been a while. Happy holidays. Listen, what do some women don't believe in? The three O's. You know what the three O's are? No, not tonight. Some women don't believe in it. They go for it anyway.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hickey, you understood that one?
No. But it's one of those that was so bad, it's good.
Marco, do you know what?
I need a translator. I lost it halfway through, not even halfway.
I don't.
Was it the maybe, three O's he said?
Yeah, but then weren't the three O's.
Were they O's?
Sometimes they don't do the three O's. I got lost.
Were they no's or O's?
Either way, tonight doesn't have an no in it.
There's an O.
There is an O. I mean, no.
I don't
no.
know.
I don't know.
None of us know.
Doesn't have a no. I mean, is it on? I mean,
let's try to stay out of that man's brain. Okay. I think a lot of us, everybody listening, everybody lost a few brain cells. Let's just act like, let's all do the, what movie was that? The Men in Black. Let's act like that did not exist. Okay. Hit the buzz on that one. 855-212-4227. I'm going to reset my brain and go to Frank from Myrtle Beach. I know this is going to be a good joke. Frank, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Real quick. A tomato, is it a fruit or a vegetable? It's actually a fruit.
Yeah, I heard. I was going to say a fruit. Was that the joke?
Okay. No. It goes to joke. So these three guys were going to cross the desert. And this one guy was in charge of them. And they're going to give them one thing to take across the desert. It's about 50 miles.
Okay.
So this one guy said, well, I'm going to take this block of ice. Uh-huh. So when it melts, I'll have some water to drink. He said, okay, that's cool. Take off.
Sounds done.
Next guy said, I'm taking this watermelon, dude. So when I get hot, I'm going to cut this watermelon. I'll have something to eat. It's got water. Okay, that's cool.
Okay.
This other guy said, I'm taking this car door. He said, you're taking a car door? Why?
Right.
He said, when it gets hot, I'm going to roll the window down.
Okay. Is that the joke? Is that it? That's the joke?
That's it, Bo. That's as good as I can do. Coming home from work. Worked 12 and a half hours today.
Hey, listen, man. You going to have a beer, Frank?
I quit drinking in 94.
Oh, good for you. You're better than me. I started not too long after. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate all y'all do.
Thank you so much. Frank from Myrtle Beach in South Carolina. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, you got a joke. You better than rolling down the car window, telling me about a peanut that got assaulted. And knock yourself out. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And speaking of jokes, I'm going to get some more of your calls here on the Friday Funny. There's a joke taking place in Ohio. There is a politician who just tried to put forth a joke of legislation having to deal with the Ohio State University. I'm going to tell you who this joker is on the other side of the break. I'm going to get some more of your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I know we're doing our Funny Friday segment. People are calling us up with their most amazing jokes. 855-212-4227. This is not a joke. This is actually very sad. Tonight, where the hell are they? Let's see. In Philadelphia, the Pacers are beating up on the Sixers 83-68. Joel Embiid decided to play basketball today, or at least his body cooperated. Until his body said, I'm done. Nah, I'm not lying to you. Thank God it's not his knees. Joel Embiid got struck in the face in the first half. He played 17 minutes at 12 points. He was going for a rebound. He got smacked in the face. Joel Embiid is out for the game. And yes, he was on the floor writhing in pain for several minutes, and he's out. Okay, at least it's not his knee, okay? It's the same Joel Embiid who, a season ago broke his face, and I don't know. We got to put this man in a bubble. We got to get him new kneecaps. He is just the worst, man. He's the worst. 855-212-4227. I'm going to get some more of your jokes in a second. A funny Friday. Get you all set for the weekend. Have some fun, right? You're finishing up work. You're leaving work. It's after work. You're at work. You're ready for the weekend. You need to lighten up a little bit. And nobody's charging you for two drinks. And speaking of funny, I mentioned this to you. This was a joke to me. Hickey, did you hear about the congressman in Ohio who is trying to make flag planting a felony? Did you hear about that guy?
Oh, I did.
And then he decided to say, well, it was just, I didn't really mean it. It's just a little bit of a threat, but then I might mean it. Take a listen. If you didn't hear about this, this is the report. Now, this is funny. Well, maybe not. WBNS 10 TV.
New at 6, tonight we're hearing for the first time from the state lawmaker who introduced a bill that would make flag planting a felony at Ohio Stadium. State Representative Josh Williams says he introduced this bill after seeing the Ohio State and Michigan brawl on the field because Michigan tried to plant their flag on the field there. He says the bill would charge anyone who helped plant the flag with a fifth-degree felony. Williams says with only one more week in this legislative session, it will not pass in time. But he wants the NCAA and Big Ten to have stiffer punishments than a $100,000 fine.
This was more intended as a shot across the bow of the NCAA and of the Big Ten for them to take action themselves. And to the institutions that they need to talk to their players that this is not going to be permitted moving forward. But hopefully we won't have to reintroduce it. But if I need to, I will.
Oh, come on. You ain't got nothing better to do. I know you're trying to make a name for yourself. Nobody remembers your name. I don't even remember your name. And we're talking about you. But the fact is, like, you ain't got nothing better to do. My wonderful people in Columbus. Shout outs to my wonderful people in Columbus, by the way. You got some nice breweries out there. Yeah, and a nice football team, too. They ain't got nothing better to do than worrying about felonies for planting a flag, the opposing team. Stop it, man. Why people don't like politicians. Shout outs to the good politicians. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. That was a joke. That guy's a joke. The congressman is a joke. Let's get some more jokes. Michelle is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Michelle?
I have one for you. Do you know what the three rings of marriage are?
The three rings of marriage?
Yes.
No, I've never been married. Go ahead.
Okay. The engagement ring, the wedding ring, and the suffering.
Ah. Yeah, I like it. Michelle, have you been married?
Yes.
Are you still married?
Yes.
What is the key to a successful marriage?
Lots of wine. Just kidding.
Wine. Okay, no, I like wine. What type of wine do you like? I like wine.
I like a nice Merlot or a Cabernet.
I like Malbec. Okay, Michelle. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. You're not suffering. You're not suffering, though, right? Not you.
Definitely not, and I'm completely enjoying this segment of your show.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. You take it easy. Yeah, go Bills, right? Go Bills.
Yes, go Bills.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. Be well. And that's suffering. Hickey, you're going to be married before I am. You ready for the suffering?
I'm already suffering right now, so let's just keep it going. Shake his head. I know my girlfriend's not listening, so.
Oh.
What's the difference? You know, you make it official.
Okay. All right. There you go. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. 4227. Hey, Tony's calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Show. What's up, Tony?
Hey, JR. Your show was entertaining tonight.
Oh, thank you. What's up?
Not much. How are you doing?
I'm excellent.
Just calling about, I heard your comments about the Denver Broncos and Baltimore Colts game being the green beans of Sunday afternoon.
Yes, it is.
I'm excited every Sunday or Monday or Thursday night when Bo Nix is going to quarterback. I can't wait till they get a couple of draft choices to get him some real good receivers and a great running back.
Okay. You missing him from Auburn or something like that?
Yeah, Auburn is my team for sure. But, you know, look at all the quarterbacks that are in 5 years in the NFL. The names are incredible. Patrick Mahomes has been a magician for the last month.
Right.
And Jalen Hurts, C.J. Stroud, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Mike Penix Jr. haven't even started yet. Tua, Josh Allen, and Bo Nix, just to name a few of them.
Yeah, man.
Those are some super athletes.
Yeah, I was sick of Drew Brees and Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Roethlisberger and Rivers. I was sick of those guys.
They were pretty good too, though.
Yeah, but every night you got to get some new. Yeah, but you got to get the new blood in and get the old blood out, man. I'm sick of the old guys.
I know, that's right. But those are some new guys coming up. It's going to really be fun to watch the NFL.
I know.
But you know, sometimes your shows, JR. Sometimes if somebody put comes up with some nonsense, you don't put up with it very well. You shut them down pretty quick, but tonight you just seem like you've really been on just a happy run tonight. Your show's real entertaining. You like the joke about the peanuts. One of them's assaulted. That was a funny joke.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
It was a good joke. Let me tell you one, and then I'll get off the phone.
Okay.
What can a bird do that you can't?
No, fly, right?
Whistle through his pecker.
Okay. Hey, don't tell me what my pecker can do, Tony. Okay, you mind your business, all right? And thank you for calling from Alabama. Okay, thank you, Tony. You be well, all right?
Okay.
All right, cheers, Tony. Mickey, how that man going to tell me? How's he going to tell me what my pecker can do? He don't know.
That's good. I like that.
That's not good. It's none of his business. He does not know. It's private information. He don't know. But thank you, Tony, for calling from Alabama. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And go Buffalo Bills. Yeah, thank you, Michelle. Yeah, suffering is a part of marriage. I think people who aren't married know that too, like me. 855-212-4227. We'll get to more of your calls. Yeah, it's Funny Friday. We'll talk about all the things that took place this day in sports as well. We'll talk about things that took place this day in sports history. It's Friday the 13th, the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.